Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Adrian Ott is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the author of The 24-Hour Customer. We're talking about the algorithms of customer care. Folks, we're trying to help you get smarter. We're trying to help you get a little more sophisticated, a little bit more professional at understanding the full 360 relationship with customers. Not just when you contact them, not just when they buy from you, but the whole thing, the whole 360 degree relationship that they have with you, with your employees, with the service, with the follow up, with your media material, your marketing material, et cetera, et cetera. That's the whole thing that you've got to understand, because it's no longer enough just to be competitive, folks. You've got to be relevant to them, as Adrian says, 24 hours. Adrian, thanks again for hanging out with us. You introduced us in the last segment to the stray cats. I love that analogy. But you got some other members of the animal kingdom you want to introduce us to.
I do. And the next one I'd like to talk about are roadrunners. I don't know if you remember the old Roadrunner cartoons with, yeah, Wile E. Coyote. This actually is another type of customer. And if you can remember the Roadrunner, he's best known for showing up in the moment.
That's right.
Getting what he wants, and what does he do?
He's out of there.
And then, poof, he disappears in a cloud of smoke.
Right.
And it's a great way to think about some customers that may interact with you, because that's exactly what they're doing. They really want to get in and get out.
And if they're really looking for that kind of convenience, small businesses excel at that.
They do. They do. And I think the thing that's important in those cases is to really think about your relevance and your offering.
Right.
To try and I think it's unrealistic to think that they're going to stick around. So, for example, if you're like a hotel gift shop, and mm-hmm. somebody's coming in to buy that charger that they forgot, mm-hmm. like I always mm-hmm. forget when I travel.
Right.
You know, they're not really interested in doing too much with you. However, if you've got a couple of other things that might interest them, like a gift for a family member or whatever, as we see, or something really unique and different that they haven't seen anywhere else, they might stick around a little bit longer. But, you know, they're not going
to... How about this, though, Adrian? How about you're paying attention to where their pain is. You're paying attention to what motivates them, to their lifestyle, maybe, or the way they make decisions. And so instead of offering them something else, maybe you say, you know, John, I know you're busy, and I know sometimes you get into a bind with this. Next time you get in a bind, call me. I'll bring one of these to you.
Well, you know that.
And I'm just throwing that out as a way of making them say, whoa, now I don't care what it costs. This guy's on my side.
Yes, absolutely. And another way you can do it is to hit them again when that need comes up. There's a local hardware store that keeps track of the measurements of our air filters that uh-huh. for our furnaces. You know how you change that once a year
in
your furnaces?
Whether it needs it or not, right?
Again, it's one of those things that, you know, I'm not going to go and sidle up to the hardware company for their air furnaces. However, they have the measurements, and if they send me an email reminder that says, hey, it's time to come, and then you come in and you get that, and by the way, we have all these other things here while you're in the store,
right.
That's a great way to reengage the roadrunners.
Absolutely. But the thing is, what's going to be more important to reengage people going forward, I believe, Adrian, is not going to be price. It's not going to be a sale, because somebody's always going to have a sale. I think the way, as a small business owner, the way to engage people is to be relevant to them by saving them time, making it more convenient, being more efficient, making sure that your technology, even though you're a brick and mortar, you've got the technology that they can use when you're closed. Those are all things that are going to cause people to come back, I think, more in the future than price or than a sale. What do you think?
I absolutely agree with that. You know, my business is a small boutique consulting practice, mm-hmm. but yet I work with some of the biggest companies in the industry.
Yep.
And the reason is I'm constantly bringing ideas. I keep asking them, well, why are you bringing you know, why are you bringing me in? You know, you could work with, you know, any of those big mm-hmm. consulting, you know, big name consulting companies, and they say because you think of things that they don't think of.
Yeah.
You bring
and you
ideas.
Don't have to have a committee to make a decision.
Yes,
that's another. That's what
correct.
I've been. That's what I've been told by the big companies. We like the way that we ask you a question, you give us an answer. We don't have to. It doesn't take us a week to get an answer out of you, Adrian. this has been fun. Thank you for helping us understand the algorithms of customer service, folks. Think about this. Think about what Adrian says. You can find out more about it in her book, The 24-Hour Customer, and on her website, which is exponentialedge.com. Right, Adrian?
Yes, that's correct.
Exponentialedge.com. Adrian, come back again real soon.
Jim, thank you.
We'll see you next time. Adrian Ott, ladies and gentlemen. OTT is her last name. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.